Well, I started writing this book in graduate school. I learned about Marta Portal and her role, and she just seemed so incredibly interesting. And what was ultimately so fascinating is that APRA, the political party I'm writing about, is uncontestably the most important political party in Peru in the 20th century, and yet Portal's role in creating it, in making it popular, was completely written out. And so I really wanted to rediscover that. And in that, I ended up trying to analyze why she became a revolutionary, which ended up being a fascinating journey in and of itself.
So APRA was a revolutionary movement in South America. Are you able to give us more background on that movement?
Sure. So Peru was, with Mexico, one of the most established part of the Spanish colonial system in Latin America. So it was, and still remains to this day, one of the more conservative countries in the region, especially because so many of its population are indigenous. And so APRA, as a political party, was incredibly important in Peru's history because it challenged the notion that the majority indigenous population was an impediment to progress. It was also the first real political party.
We're talking to Yvonne Wallace Fuentes, a Roanoke College professor who recently published her book, Most Scandalous Woman, about Magda Portal and her influence on South American politics. So what role did Magda Portal play in the political movement APRA?
Magda Portal was the only woman and was there from the very beginning. So she joined this effort in the late 1920s when they were all just exiled students in Mexico and was one of the few leaders was actually in Peru in 1931 when the party began advocating for the presidency. Her role included organizing as well as producing one of the key magazines and leading the editorial house, the publishing efforts that distributed Apista ideas throughout the population. So she was absolutely key in spreading the ideas about APRA. And of course, because she was a woman, people were very curious about trying to understand, wait, here's a new political party and they're talking about, you know, equality, and they're saying that indigenous people are the future, and they have women who at that point could not vote, who, you know, weren't full citizens. They have a woman who's talking about what this future could look like. And so that drew a lot of people, both people who were excited about that future and people who were deeply skeptical of that future.
We're talking to Roanoke College professor Yvonne Wallace Fuentes, who recently published her book on Magda Portal. So a lot of scholars will say that she was a feminist icon. Is that something that she intended for?
That's a great question. And that was completely not her intention. In fact, all of her writings in the 20s and 30s attack feminism, and she will say over and over again, I am not a feminist. And Portal instead saw herself as a member of the working class, so she saw herself in opposition to this elite project. Now, I argue that if you actually look at what she said and what she did, that by any conventional definition of feminism today, she would definitely qualify as a feminist pioneer. But part of my book is explaining why she found that label so difficult, right? And the gender dynamics that made it difficult for her to claim her space as a gender pioneer, because she thought that if she did that, it would diminish her actual political achievements.
Talking to Roanoke College professor Yvonne Wallace Fuentes, who published her book this week. So the book is a biography on Magda Portal and her influence on politics. Would you also say it delves into the role that gender plays in politics?
My final chapter is really about personality and why it is that women in public life, women politicians, have to manage their personality in particular ways to be effective. And that chapter was actually, I was revising it during last year's election, right? And it was just fascinating. And so I'm writing about Peru, you know, two generations ago, and seeing the same kinds of attacks that were levied against Magda Portal being levied against Hillary Clinton and still being really effective. And it just made me realize that while this is really a Peruvian story rooted in one woman's struggle, it really speaks to these larger themes about what keeps women from being effective as political figures and how society will have to change if we're going to authentically make space for women in public life.
So the full title of your book is Most Scandalous Woman, Magda Portal and the Dream of Revolution in Peru. How did you come up with that title?
Magda Portal did was scandalous. It was scandalous in politics to imagine that a woman was going to try to be a political leader. But it was also scandalous in her personal life. She did some things that no decent woman in Peru in her time and place would have thought appropriate. And I argue that actually it was her scandalous personal life that created the personality that then allowed her to be effective as a politician.
We're talking to Yvonne Wallace Fuentes, the Roanoke College professor who published her book Most Scandalous Woman this week. Is there anything in your book that a reader can connect from what was going on in the 20s and 30s in South America to what's happening today?
You know, last night with Me Too trending on Twitter, one of the things that I thought was so powerful about that was that what it's trying to do is give people not just a sense of the problem, how many women feel they've been sexually harassed or assaulted, but to also put the onus not on the women who suffer this abuse, but on the people who perpetuate that abuse. And so I see that as part of this larger conversation about who bears the blame for some of these violations, which are meant to keep people, especially women, cloistered and not too active in their professional and political lives. And that's the same struggle Magda Portal went through in the 20s and 30s. So it's really fascinating in our current political moment to see some of these same themes emerge that I've been working with for now over 20 years.